Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. My name is Gino D, and we have a very special edition of 6 Minutes of Stardom starting right now with the guys from Lilac Line. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Good.
Fantastic.
Great. Yes, thank you all for coming. We have Trent, Cameron, Paul, and Jonah. You guys are Lilac Line. Are we excited for February 12th?
So excited.
Yeah. February 12th is the Galentine's Day event. First time ever a Hits 96 show is actually having a local opener. So you guys are kind of making history in a sense when it comes to the Chattanooga music scene. And actually, we were just talking before the on the air here. You guys were one of the first bands to perform at the Barrel House Ballroom when they first opened.
Yep. First show, first ones on the stage.
Look at that. So you guys are making history left and right here. You just released a brand new album. Last time we talked was back in the summer of 2023.
Yeah.
We did a show with the Chattanooga Red Wolves, which was fantastic. We had a lot of fun with that, and we had you come on. And in fact, we played Am I an Animal right there. That was our kind of the world debut.
Yeah.
We're going to play it again in just a little while here. But I wanted you guys to come in, kind of do a special edition of 6 Minutes of Stardom. Usually it's just one segment, but we're going to do a couple different segments here. Get to know you guys a bit better. And then we want everybody to come on out to Galentine's Day. We're going to do an acoustic set. Is an acoustic thing a new adventure for you guys, or you've done that type of thing before?
We've done it before, but it might be a little out of our comfort zone. We like to rock around a lot. So, it's definitely a unique experience in comparison to most shows.
You guys can blame Knox. When you meet him, you can blame him, because he was the one who called for the acoustic show, because he's on a tour right now, and then he's going to be wrapping things up in Atlanta. And I guess the whole idea is that his band wasn't necessarily available, but he was. So he said, if I can do an acoustic show, I'll come. We're not going to say no to Knox. So that's the way that it worked out. So you guys can blame him when it comes down to it. But maybe it's nice to be challenged. Do something a little bit different.
Absolutely.
For those that don't know about Lilac Line, why don't you guys kind of start off in the beginning where how it all started, how it came about. Just real quick. I know we've done this conversation before, but it was quite a while ago. So let's kind of, how did Lilac Line begin?
So basically, Trent and myself grew up in like high school playing music together. And once we got around college age, 18 or 19, we decided we wanted to do something together. And it wasn't until basically when COVID happened is when we really wanted to start, which was not the greatest timing, but it ended up working out. So we started the band with another guy named Andrew. Eventually met Paul because we needed someone to play bass, because at the time, like, I would play bass and we'd have someone fill in for drums. And so we ended up meeting Paul. He was great. And then same thing with Jonah. Just came through and jammed a couple times. And here we are now.
And you guys have done quite a few shows in the area, of course, stretching out a little bit now. I know that you have some plans to go a little bit farther now into Nashville and things of that nature. You guys did, what was it? Not Riverbend, but Riverfront
Nights. Yes.
Yes, Riverfront Nights. So that's a nice little thing to have on the resume, if you will.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you were all types of things. You worked for the Chattanooga Red Wolves. We're doing all types of different shows, and you guys killed it at the Red Wolves. Obviously, we have a little bit of a relationship here growing with Hits 96, and that's when we had this opportunity to bring in a local band. We put Lilac Line on the list.
Thank you.
So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we want people to come on out. It's a free show, February 12th, at the Barrel House Ballroom. We're giving away a ton of prizes, too, but we'll get more into that. But you guys just released a new album. I heard that you had a fantastic release show over at JJ's, right?
Yes,
The videos are incredible. The pictures, it seems like you guys had your diehard fans there with you. Talk about this new album, the direction you kind of went in, and then we'll talk up one of the songs here, which I don't know what song you want to play. You're going to have to do it on the radio here and tell me. But talk about the new album.
So the new album, Plain to See. So this is our third project. Cam mentioned we started in COVID, so we did an EP called Heterodox Then, and these, all of our projects kind of have a storyline together, this being the third of the story, and the idea behind this album is that it's really a reflection on myself lyrically, and the reflection on myself is that, I think it's relatable in that I see a lot of flaws in myself, and I'm very self-conscious of my faults as a human, and so I'm just really, the whole album is a reflection on how bad I've been in relationships with friends, with parents, with other girls or whatever it may be, and that's the entire album, is how bad I kind of have been.
Interesting.
Very happy.
Yeah, it sounds like a thrilling album. No, yeah. It's so was it therapeutic for you to write these songs?
Yeah.
I can only imagine. That's part of the process.
Yeah. So I myself am a very like, you can ask them. I am never sad. I'm happy all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like the cup's always. It's not the cup is half full. The cup is always full.
Overflowing.
Overflowing.
Yeah. And, you know, I always say I'm living the dream. Like, life is great. And so for me, that because my attitudes towards life is always so happy, I don't ever really release, negative emotions. And so this was a big time for me to, like, finally admit, you know, to my flaws, mm-hmm. and very therapeutic.
All right, yeah. So it's kind of an open door here to your psyche a little bit and what you've been going through, which is what music is all about, right? That therapy. What song do we want to kick off first? Am I an Animal, Stuck at the Bottom, or The Man? Where should we start, gentlemen?
Let's do Am I an Animal first.
Am I an Animal? All right.
It's pretty well encompassing.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we did debut this one back in the summer. It was the world debut, if you will. So now we're going to do it again. What should we know about the song, Trent, before we play it?
So essentially what I just said, that's the question to myself is something wrong with me? Am I an animal? And this is a look specifically at relationships with other girls, is what's wrong in my relationships that things fail? Is it because I'm an animal? What's wrong with me?
All right.
And, yeah.
Here it comes from the new album, Plain to See, Lilac Line, from right here in Chattanooga. Am I an Animal on Hits 96.